Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Heim Bloom at the town hall meeting. Suggesting that now they're ready to surround that player being Devers with the homegrown talent from the farm system. Is that what he's saying, Curtis?
I believe so, in a roundabout way.
Okay.
Not a great choice of words with the bets on time there.
It was a bit much.
Do you think he had that ready to go?
Yes.
The bets pun?
Yeah.
You know,
Curtis said it 5 minutes ago that everything's very scripted now, it feels like. Like that, it was a moment that if it just happened, it would have been great. But to say it over and over again, it's like, all right, we get it.
When we all know that you're lying about the situation because you offered him 10 years. So if it wasn't, you weren't willing to make the number of bets. What is a lie, because the rumor was you offered him 10 years and 300. He signs with the Dodgers for 12. So two more years? Come on now. That's not it. That's not the reason why. We're like, well, we didn't want Mookie because we didn't want to be on the hook for two more years when he was, you know, 38 and 39. That wasn't it. Is you offered him money. You wanted him back, but it wasn't enough for him to be like, okay, I want to come back for the extra $65 million.
I think I would just respect it more if the organization said, we are taking a small market approach, building from within, and we believe we're going to be competitive doing it that way.
But that would be a lie, because a small market approach means you wouldn't even be offering these guys that type of money.
And if you're a fan, you're like, oh, you guys are going to take a small market approach? Okay, then give me small market approach money for me to go to Fenway.
That doesn't work here. You can't sell fans taking a small market approach in Boston.
Isn't that what Heim Bloom does? That's why you brought the guy in.
Well, I think he did that in Tampa Bay, and I think you brought him in to try to be able. The problem with the Red Sox is they're trying to walk in both worlds. They're trying to walk in the Dave Dombrowski world of going out and spending a ton of money on big price free agents, but they're also trying to walk in the Heim Bloom world of maybe that small market approach. It's very difficult to do that. You can't do that.
And every time you say small market to Heim Bloom, he immediately will come back at you. Like those words are not in his vocabulary. He does not want to be called a small market anything.
Right, and the reason you alluded to, Courtney, is why with the ticket prices. But this is why it's like, well done is better than well said. It doesn't matter. They could literally have gone up there and mooned the crowd. And if they win the World Series this year, nobody's going to give a damn. They'll say, moon us again. Who the hell cares? That's why you can't shape public opinion. You either are winning and the people here know it, or you're building something and the people here know it, or you're intentionally not signing top talent and you're falling behind in the division. And if they finish in last place again, it's going to get even uglier. But nothing they said over the weekend is going to bring people back to Fenway or keep them out of it. There's just so much money spent in PR these days, you might as well just light it on fire. Right? I mean, people, especially here, they know a BSer when they see it. And that's the issue, is that when you start telling people something and you don't follow through on it, then they're going to disbelieve everything else you say.
But the good thing about, and I think this is what the Red Sox know, is that we could feed them BS and they're still going to come, like Courtney said, and the seats are still going to be filled up.
Do you think that when it comes to the philosophy, anything changed after what happened this weekend? When it comes to that ownership group or Heim or Sam Kennedy or anybody?
No, not after this weekend, but after the end of the season.
Yes, this weekend will play a role. We will remember Friday night for years to come.
If they don't perform well, I think they fire Heim Bloom after the season. And then they kind of go back to, well, let's walk more in the world of the Dave Dombrowski and let's spend money on big ticket
items. And I just think, yeah, we'll remember it. But John Henry probably like got into a black car, opened a nice bottle of red wine and like toasted and laughed about it with Linda.
Nah.
Like, I do not think that I don't think it bothers him.
No, I disagree so strongly.
Yeah.
If you're a billionaire and you are never told that you're wrong, that John Henry sat there, I'm guessing, I don't know, thinking, I bought this team. It hadn't won jack squat in 86 years. We've won the most championships of any baseball team since I bought the team. 4. And you're going to boo me?
Yeah,
that's how he reacted.
I mean, he hasn't.
So do you, when it comes to the fans that did that, do you feel like they're gluttonous, like they're spoiled?
No, I think that is the best. If this were an election, I would say this is democracy at work. The paying consumer took time out of their day, didn't mail in their ballot, drove to Springfield, arrived, paid for the hotel, bought the ticket to Winter Weekend, sat and waited, and allowed the people they're paying to hear their displeasure. That is America.
And then they left. Did they leave after booing, or did they stay for the rest of the week?
There was a long line of autographs outside of Pat Crow's tent.
What would they be called, Greg? They're like, you ever see the, I don't know what the exact word for them is, you know, nowadays the new word, the kids, everybody's calling them simps, but the Red Sox would be the dominatrix of the fans of the Boston Red Sox. So my point is, the pain that they get, they enjoy, but guess what? They keep going back and paying for, you know, you to put the gag ball in my mouth.
Oh. Yeah.
And the Red Sox know that.
I think it's called a ball gag. But I understand what you're saying.
What'd I say? Gag ball?
Yeah.
Yeah. Same thing.
I get the analogy.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
I understand.
But that's what the fans are. They'll sit, they'll complain about it, they'll do all this other stuff, but come, you know, opening day, they'll be out there and they'll be taking their selfies.
They'll be buying their jerseys and
they'll be doing
going to the concession stands.
They will be doing it all.
Yep.
And they enjoy the pain. You know what? It's, hey, Mrs. Dominatrix, can we do this again next week?
So then why was last year the lowest attendance for any team, season since Henry bought the team?
Listen, you say that. I mean, I don't know the attendance numbers, but every game
I'm lying.
No, every game I went to, the joint was packed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, there's actual data that they use where they sold
the attendance. And I don't think it's because of John Henry, Curtis. If anything, it's like inflation. People can't afford to go. Like, I don't think it's because people don't want to go.
Right.
You will always find somebody who wants to go to Fenway Park.
Well, you can go. You just can't buy the eggs.
Yeah. You got to skip out on the eggs for a month.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
And I've been to a bunch of games there. And that place is always jam-packed. Okay. Always. So, I mean, when I go there, I don't see the difference. And you watch these games on television, some of these baseball games. You put on Baltimore. You put on Tampa Bay. Like, these stadiums are not even a quarter filled. When have you ever seen Fenway Park like that? Never.
Never.
And so the whole attendance thing, I kind of agree with more about what you're saying, Courtney.
People just can't afford.
Yeah, they can't afford to do it, but they're still doing it.
Every time that you went to the game, Wiggy, Greg was slinging glizzies, so that's why it was packed.
Pizza's good there at Fenway, too, so
maybe. Chicken tenders, too. Very good.
I don't mind the attendance.
Yeah, and I also think John Henry has dealt with so much when it comes to Liverpool. Like, he's had fans probably be way worse to him over there than any Red Sox fan has ever been. Like, them booing at Winter Weekend.
But it bothers him.
I don't know. I think he's probably so immune to it.
The man was sitting.
Soccer fans
sitting
are out
in
of
his
this
penthouse.
World.
Let me tell you something. The man was sitting in his penthouse, heard them talk about him on the radio, and showed up at the radio station. So you're telling me now, all of a sudden, it doesn't bother a man like that?
I don't know. I just think that he has probably dealt with it tenfold over there.
Yeah. All right. I can't get the dominatrix thing out of my mind, so I got to take a quick break. But we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.